The Gemara Masechta Erchin Daf Tezvav Amabeis teaches us Amar Rabbi Chama v'Rabbi Chinina Matak Kenosah Shal Masapei Lashon Hara. How can someone who spoke Lashon Hara do tshuva? Says the Gemara, Tam Chacham Hu, if he's an individual who learned Torah, Yask B'Torah. If he's an individual who could learn Torah, that's what he should do. Shnemar, Mapa Lashon Eitz Chayim. The cure for the Lashon is Eitz Chayim. Explains the Gemara, Ein Lashon a Lashon Hara. Lashon refers to Lashon Hara. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Chet Shochet Lashonam. Vein Eitz Chayim, El Torah Shnemar, Eitz Chayim Hilam Mechzikim Ba. So Torah is the antidote to Lashon Hara. Continues the Gemara. So if the person has the ability to learn Torah, that's the best way for him to do tshuva. As I saw some of the Mefarshim in explaining this Gemara, explains that the power of Torah is that Torah has the ability not only to give him, to put him on the right path, but Torah has the ability to correct any mistakes that he might have made in the past. Im Amaretzu, but let's say this person who spoke Lashon Hara is unfortunately in Amaretz. What is for him the Eitzah? Says the Gemara, Yashvel Sad, Yashvel Dato, he should act modestly. Shenem Avaselapoy Sheva Beruah. Somebody who abused his tongue should break himself, become an honor. However, says the Gemara, Reb Acha, Reb Chanina, Oimer, Reb Chanach, Reb Chanina says, Sipur, if somebody spoke Lashon Hara, Ein Leitakana, there is no tshuva for him. Shnema, Shekvah Karsa, David Beresh, Ruach HaKadosh. David HaMelech, with his Ruach HaKadosh, says, there is no hope for such an individual. Shnema, Yachras Hashem, Kal Sifsei Chalokos, Lashem Medaberes Gedoilis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cuts him out, says the Gemara, Mata Kenosoi. So what is the hope for this individual? What all I could do for you, says the Gemara, is how to teach you how to avoid saying Lashon Hara. And that is in Talmud Chacham who yas b'Torah. If he's a Talmud Chacham, he should learn Torah. V'mama oretzu yash b'data. He should become an onav. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, v'solapoy, in order to avoid falling into the trap of Lashon Hara, Chas V'Shalom, Sheva Ruach, act in a way that will be humble, and that such an individual doesn't do averus. The Cheshek Shloima explains that, as we explained in a previous year, the seriousness of the Aveira of Lashon Hara is because Lashon Hara is an Aveira that a person does on a regular basis. So he says the only way to cure that Aveira, he says the only way to cure that Aveira is by doing something which is also constant. And what is something which is constant, learning Torah, that's something that a person does all the time, so a Talmud Chacham does all the time, or acting in a modest, humble fashion, which is also something that you do in a constant basis. And that's why that, the Gemara says, is the takana for somebody who did have Lashon Hara, who speaks Lashon Hara. The Chavetz Chaim in the Haskama Hagoinim to the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, they say that how does a person, what does the Gemara mean here? Yask B'Torah. But the Gemara here means Yask B'Torah is learn the halachas of Lashon Hara. Learn the Gemaras, like our Gemara that we're learning now, that teaches us the seriousness of the Aveira of Lashon Hara. And by somebody learning constantly the seriousness of this Aveira, that will prevent them from doing the Aveira. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer HaFlosh Sheba Erchin is that we know that the Gemara says, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. So he explains that what we know Lashon Hara accomplishes, what Lashon Hara accomplishes, it brings machlokes to the world. And by a person learning Torah, and as we just said, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, that creates the opposite of what Lashon Hara accomplishes, and therefore the takana for speaking Lashon Hara, the takana for speaking Lashon Hara is indeed learning Torah. I also saw a beautiful pshat from the Chofetz Chaim that, unlike most Averis fall into one of two categories. Either it's an Avera ben Adam l'makom, or it's Avera ben Adam l'makom. Lashon Hara has both elements. On one hand, it's an Avera ben Adam l'chaveroi, and the other, it's Avera ben Adam l'chavmakom. Why is an Avera ben Adam l'makom? Because as we discussed in a previous shiur, the power of speech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is a very unique and special blessing that we have from Hashem. That only we human beings, in fact, have from Hashem. And if a person abuses that special gift that we got from Hashem, the power to speak, to say Lashon Hara, that is why it's considered an Aveira Ben Adam L'Mokai. With that background, we could understand our Gemara. Because as we discussed, our Gemara teaches us that, first the Gemara says that there is a way of doing tshuva for Lashon Hara. And on the other hand, the Gemara says there is no way of doing tshuva for Lashon Hara. The answer is that it's true. For the element of the Aveira of an Adam L'Mokam, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, be humble. And that's how I will forgive you for the sin of Ben Adam L'Mokoyim of Lashon Hara. But what about the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi? As the Chofetz Chaim explains, a person who speaks Lashon Hara has to ask Mechila from all those individuals who he spoke Lashon Hara about, which is virtually impossible if a person spent his life speaking Lashon Hara. Can't keep up knowing all the people he spoke Lashon Hara about. And therefore, says the Gemara, Lashon Hara, the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi element, can have a mechila, can have a takana, but what about the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi? And in fact, I saw that Rav Saul Solanta said that even if you could figure out and remember who you spoke Lashon Hara about, it still may not be the right thing to do to go ask that person mechila, because you'll only hurt him by saying I spoke Lashon Hara about you, now I need to ask you mechila. So it's a catch 22 in such a situation. I saw from the Sefer Toldos Yaakov Yosef, he says, if acting in a humble manner is the way to cure the Aveira of Lashon Hara, so why doesn't the Gemara say that just everybody should act in that manner? And like that, he'll have a takana for the Aveira of Lashon Hara. It says the Talmud, told us, Yaakov Yosef, that a Talmud Chochem is not allowed to act in such a manner. Talmud Chochem has to act with the Shmini Shebishminis. The Talmud Chochem has to act in a way that shows that he's a Talmud Chochem. So he can't act always in a humble manner. And because he can't act always in a humble manner, that's why Lashon Hara is such a significant problem for such a individual. The There's a beautiful verse that I saw from the Sefer Divrei Shaul. He says, there's a very famous medrash. The medrash says that there was a roichel, there was a peddler that came to the town. And when he came to the town, he made an announcement. Who wants life? Who wants life? So everybody came running. Who doesn't want to have life? So he opened up the pasuk and tell him, and he said, "Mir shal chofetz chayim, oiv yom liris toiv, v'tzol lashon chmei ra." Guarding our tongues from speaking lashon hara is the guarantee for a long life. So the Divrei Shaul explains what's pshat in this medrash, which. So he says, based on a word from the Psois, he says, there are two types of people, how they live their lives. And he says it with a mashal. He says, there was once an individual, a businessman, who, in order to make a living, he had to travel distances to find a panosah. Not only did he have to travel distances to find a panosah, he had to go to dangerous places to find that panasa. And he would go, make those business trips, come home with whatever profit he had to accumulate it while he went on the business trip, and then go back. So his whole life was a cycle. First he went to this place that he really didn't want to be, and hoping, when will I be able to live here, leave here? And then coming home, but already as soon as he came home, starting to plan his next business trip. However, there are people that every day of their lives are utilized in the proper fashion. Every moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them, they use in the proper way. Then their life isn't a cycle thinking about the next day. Every day has its own value. So says the Divrei Shaul of Yosef Shaul Natanson Zitzal. That's the difference between a person who Chas V'Shalom speaks Lashon Hara and a person who doesn't speak Lashon Hara. A person who speaks Lashon Hara, his life is a miserable existence. And because his life becomes a miserable existence, it's like the person who's always thinking about the next day and doesn't take the time out to enjoy each day HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. Whereas the person who doesn't speak Lashon Hara, so his life is so much better. And because his life is so much better, every day becomes valuable. And in fact, the Medrash concludes, Om Rab Yanai, Af Shloima, Shloima Melch Machrez V'Oima, Shloima Piv L'Shoinoi, Shloima Mitzarev S'Navshei. Om Rab Yanai, I learned this pasuk in Mishlei many times that says Shomu Pivul Shonu Shomu Vitzaros Nafshei. V'lo Yisuyidei Ahechenu Poshet. I didn't know pshat in this pasuk. Atche Baruchos Avedio. Until this merchant came and taught us the pasuk. Ami Yishachavetz Chayim. That's what the Torah is teaching us. If you want to avoid Saros Nafshei, if you want to avoid a miserable existence, what you need to do is have an enjoyable existence. And the way you can have that enjoyable existence is by not speaking Lashon Hara, living, in, like we spoke about earlier, in peace and harmony with other people. Tamid Chum Marb Shalom Ba'olam, and that will avoid Shoyim Mitzarei Snafshay.